This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We just had the main North Korean delegation leader meet at the White House after lining it up with Pompeo yesterday that they are agreeing to unconditional denuclearization in exchange for economic boosting help and things like that. This is a big victory. We expected negotiations to go back and forth on all of this. And the media tried to then act like, oh, it's all derailed because it didn't happen right away, and cheerleading that this thing would all be off the rails because they've kept the Korean Peninsula in crisis for 60-plus years. Trump says June 12th summit with Kim Jong-un is back on. President Trump said Friday he will meet with Kim Jong-un in Singapore later this month after all ending more than a week of uncertainty about whether direct denuclearization talks would go on. Key North Korean official Kim Jong-chol, who is sanctioned under the 2014 Sony cyber attack, talked to Trump in the Oval Office for more than an hour on Friday and delivered a letter from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. In the letter, the head of the communist dictatorship was expected to show interest in the meeting with Trump, the Wall Street Journal reported. And, you know, basically agree to go along with a basic framework or there won't be a meeting. Another one, the latest. Trump says June 12th summit back on. So that's going on. Just recapping before Dr. Nick Baggage takes over and hosts today, what we're going to be breaking down on the War Room coming up at 3 o'clock with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone and everything else that's happening. Comey grilled as Fed seriously considered charging McCabe in criminal referral. That's been reported in the Washington Post. We told you that back in March. So it's happening. Trey Gowdy, recent activity highlights deep state action against Devin Nunes. So something has been increasingly weird about DOJ and FBI at releasing the two-page electronic communication that was written by CIA Director John Brennan to initiate the July 2016 counterintelligence operation against the campaign of presidential candidate Donald Trump. And then it just goes on to break down that there's something, according to the CIA Director John Brennan's testimony, he personally briefed the Gang of Eight members, including Devin Nunes individually, 2016 on the orientation document. As such, 2018, Devin Nunes would be only seeking a review of the document he was already briefed on. It just doesn't make sense unless the Brennan organization document and the briefing Brennan gave the White House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes doesn't match, and that's the reason. And that goes on to show how Gowdy has worked to block all that and block the investigations of the FBI and block getting those documents out. Removing Nunes allows the placement in the controlled agent Gowdy. The D.C. process of putting strategic political person in the center of the known risk is very familiar. And this goes into all the things Trey Gowdy has done. That's a conservative treehouse breakdown of that. There's another one. Sources, Trey Gowdy, big league politics, blocked investigation into the FBI. And then it goes over some of the background of that. A lot to digest there. But the good news is Trump is turning the economy back on. He's definitely challenging the existing power structure that wants crisis, letting people have access to all these hidden treatments and cures that he's accelerated. That's a big win in my view. But he needs to start talking about 5G, vaccines, everything that is hitting us and attacking us. If you love your children, if you love your own life, we've got to look at the larger master plan and what's behind all this. And Dr. Nick Baggage, who pioneered exposing all of this, his father, a famous congressman that died mysteriously, his brother was a U.S. senator. If you don't know who Dr. Nick Baggage is, you need to find out. Earthpulse.com is the website. We had Dinesh D'Souza on earlier. That interview is going up on InfoWars.com. And Dinesh D'Souza gives exclusive details of his conversations with Trump and being pardoned. That just went up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. So we'll come back. But Dr. Nick Baggage on the other side, he'll be hosting the rest of this transmission. Please spread NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They don't censor and block on Twitter and Facebook those links as much. InfoWars, they do. You can test it out for yourselves, but realize you individually, all together in a mass, is unstoppable. That's why I'm begging you to just continue to realize every day. Reach out and tell folks about local stations you're listening to, or spread those links, or subscribe to our free newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The world is at a crossroads deciding its future. The globalist deep state eugenicists, the social engineers, have decided they want a post-human future. Dr. Nick Begich is a leading, not futurist, but he is a futurist, but at the same time, reverse engineering from their own documents, their own patents, their own admissions, the master plan. So we're trying to get a nationalist beachhead. We're trying to have free market. That gives us some choice. We're just trying to get basic things turned back on. But what's at the bottom of the swamp? What's behind the swamp? This will be an intriguing 54 minutes we have left. Dr. Nick Begich, please take over. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. You know, it's great to be substituting a little bit here and there and stepping in for Alex. And there are so many issues that we can get into. And I want to talk about, because today we get the jobs report, we've got some of the best economic news ever. And I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Alaska from the standpoint of resources and what it means for the country right now. You know, Alaska represents 18% of all of the land in the United States. 18%, and yet we have here about 750,000 people scattered over that landscape. Most of it's inaccessible, and yet we are, in fact, the treasure house of the nation. And I want to get into that a little bit today to put some of this in perspective against the backdrop of multinationals, what's happening right now with China's look at Alaska as a resource, really colony, if you will, in the way we've been treated both in the United States and elsewhere. When you look at the coastline of Alaska, which is up on the screen right now, you can see Alaska's coastline is bigger than the east, west, and Gulf Coast of the continental United States combined. We stretch almost all the way to Japan and almost touching Russia, if you can see it. At one point, we're only 40 miles apart when you get up into the straits. So you've got a 2,000-mile-long Aleutian chain going from Anchorage to southeast Alaska. You have almost 1,500 miles, and from Anchorage to the top of the state, 700 miles. So huge, huge areas. When you think of the coastal areas of Alaska as a resource, again, bigger than the east, west, and Gulf Coast of the United States combined is Alaska, with a 200-mile economic limit for the federal government, and a 3-mile economic limit for the state of Alaska. Now, what does that mean when you think about resources? Alaska has half of the known coal resources in the world. We have a huge hydrocarbon base, both in natural gas and oil, on the north slope of Alaska. In fact, the northern region of Alaska, above the Brooks Range, stretching out into the ocean almost all the way to the North Pole, is one of the last great oil and gas basins in the world. In the last couple of years, major discoveries have been made. and are being made on the North Slope of Alaska. That will add even greater to the ability of the U.S. to be a net exporter of oil and gas, which we currently are quickly approaching. That changes the dynamic of everything when you're looking into the rest of the world. Do you know in Alaska, we have no gas line yet built. After 40 years of operating an oil pipeline, we have no gas line to bring gas from the North Slope of Alaska into the Pacific Rim, the biggest, most expanding markets in the world. Natural resources in our state comprise the biggest base left in the country. We have every strategic mineral in mineable quantities here, and some of the biggest mines operating in the world here, and most Americans don't even know it. When you look at the natural resource base, and I want to get into the history of that, because that's what led to the very beginnings of our state. When you go back in time to the very first fur traders, the Russian fur traders that came into the Aleutian chain, they enslaved the indigenous there and turned them into trappers. All of that was essentially wiped out, was shipped into China and in Asia back in the 17 and early 1800s, until the Russians theoretically exhausted what was here. In the middle 1800s, the United States was moving west, and we were taking up the western states. In Canada was competing for Alaska. Russia had a foothold here, but the Tsar was weak. And at that time, they made a deal with the United States. It was called the Treaty of Secession. 1867, we took possession of the state of Alaska at 2 cents an acre, a little over $7 million. We bought the whole program here. Now, there's a lot of dispute about that. We're not going to get into that today. Maybe another time we'll get into some of that history. But to talk about the next stage, sort of what happened after 1867, you know, it was in 1898 that gold was beginning to be discovered in the Klondike. It led to a huge rush into Alaska. Shortly thereafter, again in the late 1800s, right in that same time frame, copper was discovered in the McCarthy region of Alaska, which attracted the attention then of one of the big globalists operating at that time, the Guggenheim family. And they came here essentially to develop copper resources while the gold rush moved through Alaska, lasting into really the late 1930s.
And, Doctor, just briefly throwing this in, this is part of the economic sabotage of America, that we have this giant area using the false left and fake environmentalists to not let us have access to it as part of the strategic plan. They admit that. Please continue.
Yeah, that is exactly correct. In fact, I want to get into the politics of this, because this is a fundamental sort of framework to bring this all into focus. So coming out of that period, eventually we reached a point in the 1950s where there was a huge push for statehood. I was actually born in the territory of Alaska just prior to statehood. And when looking at sort of what was happening then, there was a lot of unresolved issues. The indigenous issue had not been solved. Land titles had not been solved. I mean, Alaska was a mess in the late 50s. At that time, the Congress agreed that Alaska and Hawaii would come in at the same time. And the reason for that is they wanted to maintain a balance in the U.S. Senate. At that time, Hawaii was conservative. I mean, they believed they would elect Republican U.S. senators. The Alaska was on the Democratic side, and they knew we would elect Democratic senators, which is exactly what, in fact, happened. And we became a state. From that point forward, and what led to that was the discovery of oil and gas in Cook Inlet, the region I live in today. What happened then is that the battle began for settling the indigenous issues. And in trying to settle those indigenous issues here in Alaska, that just was lawsuits. Everything was happening. And then they discovered oil in Prudhoe Bay, the biggest oil discovery in modern history in terms of the United States. And that set the stage, because without a clear title to the pipeline corridor, it would never get financed. It would never get built. And that's the stage that was set for my father's move from the state Senate into the United States Congress. And that was back in the early 1970s. My dad was elected to the 92nd Congress, which was, in fact, the Congress that settled the Native Land Claims Settlement Act, the biggest settlement for Native peoples in the history of the United States, over 44 million acres and over a billion, just under $1 billion in cash, which in 1971 was an incredible amount of money. Now, those regional, what they set up is a regional corporation structure with Native villages under it, and they got priority selection of the lands throughout the state based on their historical use of the land. And this included the surface estate, the air rights, the timber rights, the mineral rights, and the energy rights. And this really transferred a tremendous, the biggest private transfer of wealth back to an indigenous population on a new platform of possibilities. The multinationals really didn't like this idea and hooked into this. My dad's freshman year in the Congress, he overrode the chairman and setting the stage for what would happen next in the hack-up of Alaska's resources. We're headed for break. This is Dr. Nick Begich standing in for Alex Jones.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And welcome back to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm standing in for Alex Jones for the last hour of the show today. And we're talking about natural resources as they relate to the nation and what's happening here in Alaska, because it's really so far removed from so much of the country that much of what we're doing here is being missed. And where we left off just before the break was my dad's legislation when he was in the Congress, the Native Land Claim Settlement Act. Now, as a freshman, my dad went around to every single congressional office and convinced his colleagues that this was an important issue and one that needed to be resolved in the national interest. Settling the Native Land Claims allowed for a corridor to be established for the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, one of the significant resource developments in the nation's history. What also happened is they were going into the resources was chaired by Mo Udall, and Mo Udall was opposed, to getting this thing through. And my dad was able to get the committee to override the chairman and get this thing out to the floor to be voted on at a certain point. But in that compromise, what happened is a section was added called Section D2. And D2 established parks, preserves, wilderness areas, all this kind of stuff as supposedly the final deal. You know, this was going to be the final taking. And yet we've seen historically since this time, we've been continually been picked our pockets and the nation's pockets picked, the last being Obama in his last attempt to shut down chunks of our state. Now, why is this important to Alaska? It's because in the Statehood Act, 1958, when the act passed, it gave Alaska 90% of the rents and royalties under federal land was to come to this state. And in exchange for that, we gave up the majority of our land to the federal government. When the Constitution at the national level says military installations, post offices, the basic operations of government, and the rest was to remain with states. Well, we didn't get that deal. The deal we got here in Alaska was we wouldn't get the land titles, but we'd get some of the resource value under it. And then we found out when this was challenged during the time of Ted Stevens and after my father's tenure, they actually challenged this all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court when there was an argument over opening up ANWR, an area of the North Slope that's been the National Naval Petroleum Reserve since the 1950s. This has been untapped, known oil and gas reserves that have been locked up on the North Slope of Alaska to the objection of most Alaskans, and if the nation knew, everybody else around here. Because what this did is they fought for it, they got a little bit of it open, but the federal government said, oh, we're not going to give you 90%, we're only going to give you half. Well, you know, we find out when it went to the U.S. Supreme Court that you know what a statehood act is worth? About the same thing as an 1880s Native American treaty. Because, essentially, the will of Congress can change that act at any time. It has no validity any more than the next act of Congress. So we were stripped again of resources intended to go to people that live here. And we understand how the game is played. Those are the rules, unfortunately. Tribal governments and the tribes have a different standing. They're actually recognized as domestic nations, and this can't happen to them, at least not at this point in our history, which is, I think, a good thing. But looking again at what's going on within this context, D2 set up these parks and preserves, and I was one of the last, in fact, I was the last hard rock miner in a place called Kantishna, Alaska, which is just north of what used to be known as Mount McKinley and is now recognized as Mount Denali. And the northern part of what is now the park was one of the richest mineral deposits in the history of Alaska, and one of the only known commercially viable projects for an ore called antimony. But it also produced lead, silver, antimony, gold, and a number of other metals and rare earth minerals. This district was completely shut down in 1980. 83 was the last year. That was the last year that I was able to operate out there. And when it was shut down, the land was confiscated. Over the valuation by independent contractors was $130 million minimum just to buy the estates. And the federal government settled with these guys for $3 million, spurring one of the longest bankruptcies in U.S. history, 22 years by the owners of the Gold King mine in Glen Creek of Kantishna. But all of this, then again, what was really going on? You know, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation fueled this environmental push to lock up these lands, and everyone was going, gee, you know, the industrialists have changed their minds. No, they didn't. All of that public land was open for mineral location by any American citizen. Anyone listening to this broadcast that resides as a citizen of the United States could come up here, make a discovery, and stake that land and lay claim to it under the mining acts of the early late 1800s and moving into this last century. This was the law of the land. But by locking it up in parks and preserves, they essentially said, nope, this is the safety deposit box of multinationals, because I can tell you, when the rest of the world throws our country out in terms of producing, or in the case of rare earth minerals, which we'll get into after the next break, these are strategic right now, and this has become the safe deposit box for multinationals and how they operate in Alaska. Because what will eventually occur is there will be a national emergency. They will suspend the environmental regulations in these parks and preserves, and they will invite the biggest companies in the world to bid, because they'll be on the quick speed, save the nation calendar, and all these guys will be brought in to exploit what the small miner once owned in this state was taken from them. This is a repeat formula around the world. Lock it up, set it aside, and then go exploit the markets that are a little easier, the ones that are already so corrupted that you can go in, exploit the resources for nothing until those countries throw them out. And then you have the safety deposit box set up and buried in the native land claims. And later the D2 legislation of the early 1976 going into 1980, which came out of the Carter administration, which was part of this same scheme to lock up the nation's resources in favor of multinational companies at some future date. Now we have a different precedent, a different way of going at the resources and what resources we hold in common. Most people do not know that the treasury of the nation is here. We have enough natural resources in Alaska, if we were developing them, to retire the national debt, not on the backs of the American taxpayer, but by looking at the balance sheet, the resources that we hold in common that are not being developed, that are being sidestepped in favor of strategies that are not national strategies, but are strategies for multinational companies looking to steal the resources, as has been the history in Alaska for over 100 years, going back even further to the time of the Russians. This is the time. We need a railroad, a transportation system that will support it. And after the break, I want to get into some of the rare earths and some of the impedances to progress that would bring minerals back into the Midwest. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and standing in for Alex today, I'm Dr. Nick Begich, broadcasting from Alaska.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support.
Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Yep, this is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm standing in for Alex Jones today, and we're talking about Alaska mineral issues. That's the subject of the day. I want to get back to a couple of things, too, but I want to remind listeners that this show and this programming is supported by you. I want to remind you that there is a memorial blowout special going on, up to 50% off on some of your favorite products and free shipping. Take a look at that. Support Alex in this way. He also carries my books and videos. But this is your time. You know, you've got a special going on the best products out there. Some of them are 50% off, some of them 25% off. But take a look at the site, support Alex Jones and the work that he does and we're doing together to get the word out on the very important issues that affect the nation and, in fact, affect the world. We're sitting in the best economy ever. You know, we have opportunities to do some things. And, you know, health products are a big part of the network now and an important way to support Alex and support yourself. Strong bodies, strong minds, and the next revolution is a revolution that we carry out in changing the face of the country. With InfoWars.com, support Alex in every way that you can. Getting back into the meat of the story. Okay, so D2, this section of law, finally in the Carter administration gets passed. It moves forward. 1980, the land selections begin and the robbery starts. All of these resources that were locked up. Look at the areas. I have an in-holding by way of disclosure in one of the biggest, in fact, the biggest national park in the United States, Wrangell-St. Elias National Park, sits on the Canadian border. In the middle of that, I have an in-holding, and it's a minerals in-holding that was originally staked in 1898 and subsequently patented. So I own a surface estate of mineral rights, water rights, all the rights that run with that land. Now, when you look at where that's situated, it's in the Kennecott Mineral Belt. Many people know the name Kennecott as one of the biggest copper producers in the world. Kennecott started in Alaska as a Guggenheim project. The Guggenheims originally came to the United States from Europe. They were originally in New York. They were they sold something called a black polish that they used on stovepipes. If you think about stovepipes from wood stoves back in those days. They later invested in lead and silver and copper deposits in Colorado, made their fortune there, and came to Alaska and bought what turned into the richest copper mine ever in Alaska. In fact, they built the railroad, and before the railroad ever reached this deposit, they had enough ore stockpile where the first train load out paid for the program. It was unbelievable. It went on to be developed. Eventually, the Guggenheims left Alaska. We had not very many people living here, no labor force, and they had discovered copper in Chile. They literally pulled up the railroad track and took it with him so nobody else would develop copper in the Wrangell-St. Elias region. Now, in that region are also major cobalt deposits, gold deposits. Many of the rare earths are found there, and boulders of cobalt. Cobalt right now is $40 a pound. Boulders the size of cars laying on the ground was not uncommon. We found not only at the turn of the century in the 1800s, but also as late as the 1980s and 90s when this land was being locked up. So new discoveries are not allowed there. New staking is not allowed there. Most of the historic properties have been acquired by the park as they've choked off the possibilities of economic development in many of these areas. But again, what happened here were fights over natural resources behind the small miner, the kind of guys you see on these TV programs they have on the air now. There were hundreds of miners. I was growing up in the last era of the small miner, where a person with the backbone to get up and walk into the wilderness still had a chance to make a valuable discovery and do something with it. And that still exists today. I mean, if you have the courage of it and the strength, the character to do it, there are federal lands and state lands where you can still are open to mineral location within our region. But let's talk about what's been discovered here. In southeast Alaska, Hecla Mining discovered what's called Greens Creek. And Greens Creek is the 10th largest silver producer in the world. It operates on tidewater. At tidewater, it's got another 10 to 15 years in ore body that has been identified there. Substantial project that's been operating for decades. If you take a look near Nome, Alaska, this is closer to the Russian side of our world. If you look up at Nome, Alaska, you'll see an area and the mine run by Teck Cominco called Red Dog. Now, Red Dog is a lead zinc mine, primarily zinc. It's responsible for providing 6% of the zinc concentrates in the world. And this port that they built to facilitate Red Dog is a port that you can't even use 6 months a year because the ocean is frozen, literally frozen. But they still produce 6% in the half a year shipping season of the world's zinc. Now, surrounding that area, and if you look at the holdings of Techcominco in the area, a major portion of that flows through the Native Corporation, going back to the native land claims that my dad enacted. In fact, $74 million of their last year's revenue went to Native organizations and the state in the form of corporate taxes. The corporate tax was about 9%, and the most of it, a royalty of, I believe it's now 25, it might even be 30%, is going to the Native organization that has control of the surface estate and the mineral rights to the Red Dog Mine. And with that, it just doesn't support that one indigenous group and the people of the state of Alaska. This place generates federal taxes that also flow through. Now, there's some things in the federal tax code we don't have time to get into today in a future broadcast, and I'm going to be standing in again next Friday on the same hour for Alex. We'll get into some of the tax consequences and why the mineral industry is so excited about what's going on here. But I also mentioned just before the break, I wanted to get into the chokehold, if you will, is shipping. If you look at a road map of Alaska, you're going to find out really quickly there are no roads. There are no roads in Alaska. There's very limited railroads in Alaska, and as a consequence, we literally cannot get anywhere. And here's the situation that has happened in our neighbor to the south, Canada and British Columbia and the Northwest Territories. What they have done is gradually punch their railroad further and further north as their developmental footprint has moved north. If you look environmentally on how they balance both the development of the northern regions of British Columbia and the Northwest Territories, you will see a harmonic balance between the environment, fish and game resources, the indigenous populations that weigh in on these issues in a meaningful way in Canada, and you see the railroad moving north. We need that railroad to connect with the existing Alaska Railroad to move resources, riches, railroads to riches is what this nation needs, to move those resources out of Alaska through Canada into the industrial rust belt of the United States. What you see on the map in front of you is the pipeline corridor, which is a road straight to the North Slope. And that's the end of the road and railroad matrix coming out of Alaska. And if you look at Western Alaska, empty space, a treasure house that you can't even reach. One of the big mines going in that's in its advanced state of programming will be in one of those big empty spaces. It's called the Donlin Mine. It's going to be a $5.5 billion private sector investment, which will include a 350-mile railroad and gas pipeline from the Cook Inlet headed into interior Alaska to open up what will become one of the biggest gold mines owned both by private companies and Native organizations that are developing these resources in the nation's interest. Think about this. After the break, we're going to get back into the resource issues and the robbery of the country and how to get that wealth moved into jobs and into building an industry at a time when we are seeing America become great again. Our resource, our treasuries are on our fingers.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and this is Dr. Nick Begich. I'm standing in for Alex today. We're talking about mineral issues in Alaska, why it's important for the nation. Again, I want to go back to a couple of points I mentioned earlier. 18% of the land in the United States is in Alaska. We have about 750,000 people that live here, scattered across all that land. We have a bigger coastline than the Gulf Coast, West Coast, and East Coast of the rest of the United States combined. This area as a treasury, and we covered last segment a little bit about sort of the choke points in terms of transporting things out. And when we left onto the break, I was talking about the Donlin mine, which is a gold prospect. It's going to be a $5.5 billion investment, a 350-mile pipeline, gas pipeline from Cook Inlet with a parallel road alongside of it. And all of the villages currently fueled by diesel will have access for the first time to economic, valuable energy resources produced in our region of the state. Now, Donlin Creek, as a mine, has a tremendous need for energy. It's going to require 125 megawatts of power to run it. Now, think about 125 megawatts from Alaska's perspective. That's as much power as our second largest city, Fairbanks, uses at the peak of the season in the winter. So One mine is going to require that kind of energy, and Alaska has the energy available. In fact, next time we're on, I'll try and get the map together that was used during the D2 debate to show you the oil and gas basins within the state. It will blow you away at how much of this state has been locked up and yet has the potential for generating energy useful right on the spot for minerals development, again, within the nation's interest. You know, one of the big issues, too, with native lands that are scattered around the state now are trespass, where people come in and exploit their resources without permission. And I can tell you, Native Americans in Alaska and the rest of the nation are a little bit tired of that. We have settlements that need to be honored and respected. And roads are not the right answer for Alaska. Railroads. That's how you develop things. And you also control those quarters, so you don't have every Winnebago trespassing on private land, but rail, bringing people through. And people say, well, rail is so much more expensive. Yeah, but railroads, people at least offset some of that public expense by paying fees for riding and moving across those rail lines. Now, the rail system here used to be owned by the federal government. They actually turned it over to the state of Alaska. We own the railroad that is here now and the corridors. But to expand that as the underlying infrastructure, as in the national interest today, should be a national issue. We should be bringing that railroad into these areas that have the minerals potential, and then linking it with the Canadian rail system. We could begin to move these resources directly into the Rust Belt of the nation and reactivate these refineries, the mills, the production, the industrial capacity with not imported natural resources, but with our own, having a significant effect on trade balances for the nation, again, boosting the U.S. side of the economy. And we can be a net exporter. In fact, Alaska exports tremendous amount in the Pacific Rim in terms of fish, timber, and natural resources, most of which are headed into China and Asia. And if you look, again, on the map of the world, you know, the closest places, when you look at transport routes moving to the Pacific, and then as the Arctic opens up, because the fact is climate is changing. It's not going to change any differently the other way. If models are correct, we will have ice-free ports on the north slope of Alaska for a large portion of the year, allowing us to ship resources from Alaska directly over the poles into the European markets as well. So Alaska sits at the crossholds of the world. And you know, the two biggest air freight carriers in the world realized it. Did you? And most people don't know this. Fairbanks, Alaska is the international air hub for UPS. When you look at Anchorage, it is the international air hub for Federal Express. Anchorage Airport, International Airport, is one of the busiest cargo ports in the world, because if you put Alaska on the top of the globe and then look at the populations of Asia and Europe surrounding us, we are in the ideal place for equal transport distances to all the key markets on the planet, except our own. We need a railroad to take us into the Midwest, to take us into the Rust Belt, to change the dimension of what we can do with our own raw resources. We need a gas line that moves from the north slope of Alaska to tidewater to bring liquefied natural gas products over into Asia, into the west coast of the United States. The fuel of the future is going to be natural gas. It's the transitional fuel. We have huge, huge, trillions and trillions and trillions with a T, cubic feet of natural gas on the north slope of Alaska. The pipeline itself is running at one quarter of its capacity, and yet we have oil fields coming online that will bring that up. And I predict, and you heard it here, within 5 years you're going to see that pipeline double its productive capacity based on what's been discovered in the last 5 years on the north slope. We need a progressive, aggressive view of developing resources. Alaska has the tightest restrictions in terms of environmental safeguards at the state and certainly then at the national level. My younger brother Tom is in the state senate here. I can tell you he's on the total liberal side of the equation. We're so opposite on so many levels. But when it comes to developmental issues, This is a place where Democrats and Republicans, at least in my state, come together because it is so important. And on the screen now is a Donlin mine in the environmental studies from that. You know, this is going to transfer again huge wealth into the state to the native corporations that gets redistributed. You know, 30% of the resources that minerals develop and oil and gas develops for natives stays with that native group, and the rest is spread, the other 70%, over the native organizations across the state to sort of balance, it was part of the native land claim settlement, to balance the value of wealth where one group maybe had a huge advantage over some other group. Well, this gave a way to distribute it fairly among the original populations of Alaska. And most people don't even consider the native populations here. You know, in the United States, there's 458 native recognized domestic tribal nations. Half are in Alaska. Half of the tribal nations are in my state. And yet most Americans don't have a clue. And these weren't people that we warred against. These are people who weren't conquered. In most cases, there weren't even forts developed to lay claim to these regions, which is why we've had such disputes over the issue of Native sovereignty and Native issues in Alaska. I've been in the middle of that. I'm the second generation. My son will be the third generation of this. And these are important issues the nation should know about. We have such opportunity knocking at the door if we would just recognize, you know, the same kind of energy that went into building the Transcontinental Railroad needs to happen to hit the last frontier area of our country. And there are incredible parks and preserves. That has already been taken into consideration. It does not need to be anymore, and it's a violation of the nation to lock any more up. Now is the time to work together. You know, the native corporations that my dad helped form back in 1971, they got $1 billion in taxpayer money at that time as part of the settlement. And you know that several of those corporations today generate several $1 billion a year in domestic revenue. I mean, this is fantastic transfer that in large part did work. There's still some problems, and today's not the day to get into them, but we will. I've worked as a tribal administrator in this state. I've worked for native corporations and tribal governments here. I've got a personal history in that at a future show we'll explore together to talk about how that plays in to making America great again, because Alaska should be a key part of that in terms of opportunity. When you think about our trade imbalance with China, right now China's talking to the Trump administration. One of the things that's on the agenda through the Trump administration is the idea of building a gas line here so we can start exporting natural gas and getting the Chinese to underwrite it and be that market. We have an opportunity to start sending things the other direction. And I think we have the right administration to see Alaska open. We're headed into the break. This is Dr. Nick Begich. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones. This is Infowars.com. Come on back after the break. We'll finish up talking about Alaska minerals industry and what's happening and the robbing of our nation's wealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm so excited. The new